Fall calls for comfort. Mack Weldon's got essentials designed for cool days and timeless style. Their new Ace line combines comfort with sophisticated looks. Go to MackWeldon.com for 20% off your first order of $125 or more with code MACK25.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Hey, No Bad Dog Army, welcome back to the podcast. We are back from Aussie. We had a great time in Australia. Thank you, everybody, for coming out. If you had... I think I'm going to do a separate podcast on life and an update on what we're doing the next couple years. But we are taking a massive break from traveling and touring, I think I'm going to do a separate podcast on that because I love this platform for talking about that. But thank you guys so much for everybody, just in general, who is supporting me in my career. Really appreciate you guys. Immensely for supporting me, and I'm excited to kind of get back in the driver's seat and get back to work. This podcast is an amazing one. I'll talk about in a second, very unique one as well. But today's my birthday, and it's the end of the year. It's the end of an era for many reasons, and it's a kind of a cleansing, frustrating, scary, exciting time in my life. I've never been in this position in my life. It's been a really interesting year. I'm going to do a whole podcast on that to kind of go over it because I know a lot of people probably go through these things at life, or if they don't, they might. So I'm going to do a separate podcast and all that. But anyway, this is an excellent podcast with a gentleman who, excuse me, has a dog that has a Rottweiler that went after somebody randomly, and we found out something very, very interesting at the vet, which is what likely caused this incident, which has happened before to some of my clients. So it's a very real thing. It could be a scary thing, but it also could be a deadly thing for some dogs some dog owners who don't find this out. So this is a very, very, very life-saving podcast because this has happened before, and I hate to think how many dogs this has happened to where they've actually been put down because of it. So the title of this podcast matches exactly what I'm talking about. It's not that dramatic. It actually is real. It does happen. And I hope that you guys enjoy it. I hope you learn from it. Also hope you just kind of spread this around. But for a birthday present, if anybody is listening to this, it would be amazing if you guys could either follow, if you're on Spotify, follow this podcast, or rate us on iTunes or however you guys rate us on Spotify as a little birthday present. That would be amazing. Thank you guys so much for listening, and we will talk to you guys next week. We got a bunch of cool podcasts coming up with a bunch of amazing guests. We'll talk to you next time. Peace. What do we got? Absolutely. What do we got going on?
Yeah, well, there's been a couple updates since I initially scheduled my call, but I have a one-year-old Rottweiler, and he was friendly and warm and confident his whole life, and then seemingly out of nowhere, around maybe 9-10 months, he seemed to start getting scared of people, maybe just initially a little hesitant, less willing to just have them come up to him without proper introduction, things like that. And then at a pet store, he growled at someone for the first time, and that was very alarming. And then a week or so after that, took him to a coffee shop that he had been to every week since I brought him home. He was playing with someone he had known every single time, and he snapped at her. And I really had no clue what was going on, so I brought him to the vet. They found a rotted tooth, which was likely causing a lot of pain. They have pulled the tooth, and he seems to be – this is only last Tuesday, so only a week and a bit, so he's still in the cone. But he seems to be doing better. So I have some confidence that he was in pain and that was causing some of that. But I guess my fear now is, how do I know for sure? How do I confidently allow him to approach someone or someone to approach him? because the snap at the barista did come out of, I mean, it was very, there was no growling, there was no hair standing, there was no,
Yeah.
it was, I'm happy you're petting me too, I'd like to take your arm off.
And did w was the did he actually bite her?
No, and he didn't attack her either. It was like a warning. It was like he snapped at her. He if she hadn't pulled her hand away, he might have, but there was no follow-up. There was no charge. It was a head snap, you know, mouth open, mouth closed, and that was the end of it. And then I pulled him away. I said, I'm so sorry, and I scurried out.
Okay, good. And so what is your biggest concern right now? Is it how to continue, or if it's going to happen again, or will it happen again? I mean, is that your confidence now is like, oh crap, what's going to happen?
A bit, certainly. I don't take him to dog parks. I don't need him to be best friends with everyone, but I would like to be able to board him without fear that maybe he tries to take a bite out of someone who's boarding him. I want to be able to take him to the vet if he needs to be looked at. When I took him to the vet for that tooth, he wouldn't let them anywhere near him. They couldn't check his ears. They couldn't check his mouth. The only reason they found the tooth was once they put him under. So my main thing is I want to be able to train him, but I obviously I don't feel confident allowing someone to approach him right now. He seems fine and better, but like I don't want to get overconfident and then put someone in a very dangerous situation. So I guess my biggest thing was how do I safely continue to train, but then at some point test whether or not he's safe to be around people.
Right. So I'll just give you context really quick because I think it's going to be helpful for you that the injury of the tooth, the rotting or whatever it was, could absolutely be the only reason why you have gotten that snap, which all roads are kind of leading to that anyway. So I'll just say that that is a common thing. Just so you know, like I've had dogs. I'll give you a story. A client of mine had called me one day and she said she also has a Borble, and which is a Mastiff, which is a dog that I
Yeah,
have.
that's a lot of dog. Yeah.
So she said, "Hey, Sherman is he's trying to bite me. I try to put on his collar and he's trying to bite me." And she's like, "It's so out of character. It doesn't make sense." She's so confused. She's sad. Because the same thing with you. It's just he was nice and warm and never showed ill intent towards her ever.
Right.
And so I said to her, if something is that out of character, right, where you get such a dramatic shift in behavior, like polarizing, binary, holy crap, we just went completely the other way. That's the one, something he's never done before. It's not warranted. All you're trying to do is put his collar on. And so she, same thing as you, she brought him to the vet and she called me. She said, sure enough, there was like a abscess in
An
his
abscess,
neck.
yeah.
Yeah. And that was it. And so
Yep.
and he went right back to normal. And so I will say from experience, even before that, there's been other incidences with other clients in the last, 12 years that I've seen. But that was just a really clear, like for me, it was like kind of punched a hole in my career of like, okay, that can happen. It does happen. Black and white, boom. And same thing with what you're dealing with right now. So my instinct is that the biggest thing right now that you have to go through is to figure out. Two things is confidence with you, because whenever your big, strong, powerful dog does that, especially out of nowhere for no reason, it shakes everything, shakes your confidence. You kind of second guess,
Everything I was doing.
exactly, right? How much freedom did you give him? Did I do the right training? Did I do this? Like everything, no matter how much I tell you, hey, it was the tooth and you're fine, it doesn't matter. It's you see that happen and you're like, nothing can really. The only thing, so same thing we do with dogs that we do with people is confidence build. And the way that we confidence build with dogs is same thing with people. They had an experience that was unpleasant and it's in an environment, in a situation. And so what you do is you take that environment and situation and replay it 20 times over to get comfortable with like, okay, that was a fluke thing. I mean, there is definitely a chance that it wasn't, but that chance is very small. So could it be Because he's a year now, and this started happening, you said around 8, 9 months, is that what you said?
Probably even later than that, maybe 10 months. Yeah, not that long ago.
Okay, so, if we were to statistically line up behavioral issues, is he intact?
Not he, so when we brought him in for the tooth, the only way they found the tooth was when they were neutering him. So my plan was
Oh,
to wait for a
wow.
long time, but I first my
Interesting.
thought was that maybe it was because he was intact and he just had there's raging hormones, and I really didn't know what to do at that point, but was just pretty desperate. So we neutered him then, and that was when they found the tooth, when they were putting the tube down.
Wow, you got lucky then, because if
If I had not done that, I would have waited forever.
there's other stories, not to go off too track here,
No,
but
please.
there's other stories of dogs who were, I mean, I remember this one story I heard where this dog was actually gonna be euthanized
Yeah.
because of this behavior. Similar to your dog. What's his name?
Sully, Sully.
Sully. Similar to Sully. I like that name. Similar to Sully, where you have this big, beautiful dog that all of a sudden started snapping at everybody, kids, people, owners, and they were putting the dog down. And from my recollection, the dog was on the table, and I can't remember if the vet tech or the vet was like, wait a minute. And they
What was
saw
that?
something in the mouth. And it was like, same thing. It was like this abscess or this broken tooth or something was going on with the mouth. And they're like, wait a minute. This could be the reason why this dog is acting aggressive. And that was it. So it was like, holy crap. So there's a chance. So the reason was, okay. So there's a slim. So I just want to give you. My job is to give you all aspects of possibility so you can, when you leave this call, you know what to do. That's my goal, is to give you as much information. So there's a very, very small percentage that this could be, at the time, an intact Rottweiler hitting that maturity. And some dogs, like Rottweilers, can be intimidating, but they're really not super bred for, being overly protective. They're protective. There are guardian dogs for sure, but they're not like, they look scarier than they can be, and they're only scary because they got the eyebrow marks and they're big and strong, and they tend to stout up, and they're beautiful. But so my point is, you get that 8 to 14 month range of a dog fully maturing, especially if he's intact. So he's getting all these hormones. Things are flying around, right? He's feeling a certain way, like a teenager going through puberty. It's like this, what is going on, type thing. And so you get this confusion, you get this conflict potentially. You get a dog going, so think about it again, like with humans, it's like all the things that you did when you were seven, 3 to 7, play video games, stay at home, not really care about anything. And then now all of a sudden you're interested in other things. And it's like, what's the shift? It's
That's for
just,
sure.
yeah, it's maturity, right? So dogs are the same way. They kind of have this, and it's interesting that dogs will go through these periods of, especially depends on the breed for sure, but you get these dogs that are not fixed, right? And then all of a sudden they hit that 8 to 14 period month mark, and then they start changing. They become more protective. They become more assertive. They become more confident. They become more pushy. They become more stubborn. They become more, nah, I'm gonna do what I want to do because this is like my innate feelings right now, So. So there is a very small, the reason why it's a small chance is because you had a very clear trigger and indicator that actually the tooth is it was the reason. So we look at things like can we if there's a
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.
Huge change in behavior. Can we point at anything to try to figure out what this is and what's causing it? And so obviously that's it. And so the percentage of it potentially happening would be, you know, very small, but it is possible because of the age of the dog. But I wouldn't. So you can't knock that out completely, but I mean, it's a very small percent chance. So now what you do is you analyze, you watch his behavior, you watch his temperament. So you kind of go back down to square one. So you've built up this confidence of, you know, Sully's been around people and dogs and kids and whatever. I don't know for sure, but let's just say your normal life of like, you never have to worry about Sully. He's good with people. He's good. You could touch him. You could pet him. So now you kind of go back. And you go, I have to kind of start over here. I have to rebuild my confidence and make sure that we're all good. And what that looks like, it starts with you because he's more comfortable with you. So that means, you know, petting him, touching him, feeling him. This is something that you can confidently do with your dog because it's your dog, right? So you're doing all the things to make sure. Because what you're looking for is a stark change in behavior of... Exactly. I used to be okay with this, and now I'm going to fight you about this. I used to feel comfortable with this, and now I'm going to side-eye you. Now I'm going to growl at you. Now I'm going to stiffen up. These are things that you should be looking for. These are the change as my, and if you can hear him, my mastiff outside is barking at the wind.
No, I can't.
Good. So you kind of like scale yourself back up to go, all right, let's rebuild this house to make sure it's stable. And the ways to do that safely, it starts with you. It starts with anybody else in your immediate family or your immediate life, partners, kids, roommates, whatever that the dog is regularly sees that is comfortable with them. And that's just, again, doing all the things that you would normally do, but almost probing him a little bit to kind of see like, hey, are you going to get weird about anything? Is this going to stick around? Or is it going to go back to the Sully that we know that doesn't care about anything, right? That would be ideal. And that would be honestly like what I would imagine. But, you know, you never know. There is that small percent. So that's what would do. Then what you do is you really, when you go out with him, you're going to be looking for things like, change in behavior. Same thing we just talked about with you, kind of touching him and really just going through, you know, all the comforts of what he normally would like and what he's okay with and what he's not okay with and kind of just seeing what he's okay with, if that makes any sense.
It does, yeah.
Absolutely. So like you know, a doctor would do if you went in, you said, "Hey, I'm kind of sore," and they kind of poke and touch you all over, and you're like, okay, yeah, that's where it's. Or you go a massage or a chiropractor, or whatever, right? You kind of find the pain points, right? And so those are things I would be doing just to make sure there is no weird type of thing, right? And again, what you'll see is stiffness, growling, whale eyeing, side eyeing you, maybe even at the very least getting up and walking away, where normally he would stay there for belly rubs. And if that all checks out and it's kind of back to normal, then what you do is you kind of go, I would personally go back to business as usual. And the reason why I say that is because the intention behind the snap from Sully is extremely telling, but also extraordinarily important in this context conversation. Dogs, especially Rottweilers, have such a strong ability to really cause damage if they want to. Yep. So the fact that he turned and snapped and said, "Hey, this sucks, don't do it," it was a choice, right? He's big, he's strong, he could have done pretty much anything he wanted to do to that human and didn't. That was by choice, right? So he had impulse control, he had clarity.
Very interesting.
He was just being a dog, right? So he was an animal. Dogs don't say, you know, like a person who has a, I don't know, sore arm. Hey, I'm sore. Hey, right? Or whatever, right? Like we have the ability to communicate in a way through verbal conversation, right? Through language. Dogs, the only way they can do that is immediately with their mouth, right? So let's say a dog is, you know, stuck in a snare, like the first thing you're going to do is bite you because it hurts,
right?
So whatever, right? I'm just giving you an example of when a dog is when a dog
actually in pain.
Yeah, when they're in pain and when they're not, you know, when they're upset about something, like that's the first thing that they do is they snap, right? So again, like the intention behind the air snap and the not moving forward and not growling and not continuing. So when a dog actually, and I hope this is helpful for you, but you know, working with many, 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 many cases of actual aggressive dogs trying to come at me, they're relentless. It's continual. It's they come at me, and then you know, for an example, I just did a seminar in Australia last week, and one of the dogs, he has a bite history, right? He doesn't like people. So we were working through it. And so we put him, he had a muzzle on and I had just a bed and I put the bed in front of me and I said, just walk by me. He came at me. He brought him around, walked by me again. He came at me again, brought him around, walked by me again, came at me again until we started interrupting it and disrupting it and correcting it. Then it stopped. But my point is dogs who really want to get to somebody or something are consistent.
That's not Sully at all.
Right. So that's good. So that's what I'm trying to say is there's dog owners get so, I think because you don't have context, right? It would be like, you know, whatever you do for your work. And I say, holy shit, that's crazy. And you're like, actually, it's just another day at work. Really? It's not a big deal. Right. I do it every day. Right. And for me, that's the kind of the same thing with dogs is when I see, like, I can tell usually not all the time, but I can pretty much all the time tell a dog's intention just by the tone of their bark, which has taken years and years and years and years and years of seeing it over and over and playing with it and tinkering with it and really letting things play out to go, oh, I know what this is now, right? So when a dog turns and snaps, like to the average person, it's like, did we get attacked? Did we get bit? Does he hate you? Is he aggressive? Is he mean? Is he mad? And again, when a big, powerful dog that can literally maul a human turns around and makes a noise and uses their teeth to say, get the hell off me, this sucks, that's a very specific decision. So it's almost a correction is what we would call it. So if you see canines in general, wolves, dogs, when they interact with each other, they do the same thing. They turn.
It's actually strange
snap.
You say that because that's the same way my German Shepherd corrects him when he gets too close to her food or starts chewing on her too much. She'll do the exact same thing.
Yeah, and to be honest, it's extremely like I love that. Like personally, I love when that happens.
Oh, me too.
Because
she communicates it better than I ever could.
That's right. You got it. You got it. That's right. So that's important to really understand. And I'm glad that you do because there's so many people that, you know, they call me and they're and they should because they don't know. I mean, it's ignorance, right? They literally think that, you know, their dog attacked the barista and it's like, well, if you don't know what it is, then maybe you would think that. But let me, you know, go over this. So the great thing about this is understanding, you know, the context. So that's exactly right. Your shepherd turns around and just snaps and corrects. So it's not, hey, I'm going to kill you. Hey, I don't like you. It's no, thank you. Nope. Right. And that's the best way of communication. And so, that's what I would.
That's perfect. I mean, you know, my fear with this, which is the reason I actually reached out to you is because I was watching a video of yours and this woman had said that she'd been to 8 other trainers and it just hadn't helped. And my fear was talking to a local trainer in Kansas City and just getting bad advice. And just so really, I just want to make sure that what I do try is the right thing to do and I'm not making things worse or setting us back or creating problems that aren't there. So that's really why I just knew that I could trust your advice, which is what led me to reach out.
Yeah, I appreciate that. Yeah, and that would be my answer to you is, considering what you've told me and the context you've given me with Sully, he is a dog that had a very sore and painful tooth, and somebody was getting near that tooth, and he snapped and said, nope, don't touch me there.
Yeah.
And because it was a new thing and you didn't know it was, because that would scare the shit out of me too, if my dog did that, I would go, whoa, what the hell is this, right? And I'd be looking at the same thing. We need to go in for a full scan to see, is this, so I don't want to say it's not behavioral, because obviously it was behavior, but it's not, the dog didn't say, I don't like you. The dog said, hey, you're making me uncomfortable,
right?
So one of the only times, I'll say, the only times I've ever been bitten by a dog was a very similar situation. A dog has put holes in me twice in my whole career. One was this year, and then one was 7 years ago.
What kind of dogs?
Ish. Well, the last one was like a German Shepherd mix, and the same thing.
Yeah.
Excuse me, German Shepherd mix. And but I'll tell you the story. So we were in a daycare, and I was working somebody was shadowing me and trying to learn how to do dog stuff. And what ended up happening is that the leash came off the dog that we were working with, and it was not a friendly dog. And there was another dog in the room.
Oh, yikes.
So I just jumped on the dog. And obviously the dog freaked out. The dog freaked out and turned around and bit me. And I was like, okay, deserved. So that's just a good example too. It's like, I didn't even tell the owners, because I was like, this is all my fault. There's nothing wrong with what
I want to scare them. Yeah,
exactly. Yeah. Like, that's the only way that they can communicate. Right. Some, you know, it wasn't a huge dog either. Like, if I jumped on my Borbal, he would be like, all right, hang on, buddy. We're going for a ride. You know?
Right.
Yeah. But this dog was like squished, and I was like, okay. And then he turned around and didn't, the thing was, it didn't like chew me up, just turned around, put their teeth on me and put a hole in me. Anyway. So things like that. I don't bat an eyelash at. I'm like, yep, I deserve that. You know, so if you think about it, it's like, if we would have known, like, hey, my dog's got a decaying tooth, that's probably, I mean, tooth pain is
the
some
worst.
Of, oh, dude, it's the worst. It's like,
it's brutal.
It's brutal, right? So,
and this tooth was completely exposed. The roots were all exposed. The doctor was like, this is definitely causing a lot of pain. I wouldn't be surprised if he starts to act very differently.
Yeah, exactly. And you're like, okay, that helps. So exactly. Yeah. So that's what I would say from that is that's what it was. So now, yeah. So it's good that you did this. I could understand the concern of if you didn't find that tooth decay and all of a sudden you get this change of behavior. But honestly, I would say you're good, man. Just build it right back up. You know, go slow. Just that really, really, really sliver of a small chance of the behavior changing, which you're going to know pretty quickly, you know, how he behaves. You know, obviously, if you haven't already, I would just have a conversation with that.
He's back to normal, to be honest with you. He seems already, but I was just nervous to test it. But I think I'll just do exactly what you said. I'll start with me, and then I'll start with some people he's comfortable with. Maybe I'll bring him around town, but not actually let people interact with him, just see if he starts staring at them or hair goes up. And I think that's probably what I need to build my confidence. And I think, I mean, I already see a big change. I just didn't want to get ahead of myself and put someone at risk.
That's right. Yep. That's the way to do it.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much. Can I email the person? I think their name was Taylor, to give you an update in a few weeks.
Absolutely.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for your time. I mean, this was really a lot of what I needed to hear to feel more confident that we're not dealing with something larger.
Okay. No worries. Yeah, man. No worries at all. Thanks for reaching out, and good luck with everything.
I appreciate it. I'll send you guys an email with updates soon.
Great. Looking forward to
Have a good day.
All right. You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Time is precious, and so are our pets. So time with our pets is extra precious. That's why we started Dutch. Dutch provides 24/7 access to licensed vets with unlimited virtual visits and follow-ups for up to 5 pets. You can message a vet at any time and schedule a video visit the same day. Our vets can even prescribe medication for many ailments, and shipping is always free. With Dutch, you'll get more time with your pets and year-round peace of mind when it comes to their vet care.